Hey, KMA Land, it's time for the Wednesday edition of the Double X Factor. And that means I must be Sandy Edie Hansen. Spencer took a topic suggestion from a double Xer this week, and it's basically, how is it we find ourselves doing a whole lot of personal growth work, and then we feel like we're making headway, and then family enters the scene, and we seem to maybe revert? Our boundaries get trampled, or any number of things happen that we probably wouldn't tolerate from non-family. So what I'm saying is this. It's a listener topic idea, so Spencer and my families don't need to get paranoid. Too much. So before I share my insights on what I think that's about, let's just put it out there that there are plenty of factors that might cause you to think I don't have clear, valuable insight on this topic. I mean, I didn't give birth to any children. My parents have both been long gone for quite a while. I don't have a ton of family, and the family I do have, we don't have loads of interaction. In fact, interesting factoid, I realized in preparing for this little chat here is that 36 of my aunts and uncles are no longer with us on this earth. So what could I possibly know that I could share on this topic of how we kind of lose ourselves or who we want to be when it involves challenging stuff with family? I mean, my experience on this topic is mostly in the past. Well, I think what this phenomenon is about is actually really simple. We all have a primal, deeply held need to belong. And nowhere is this more key than with family. We want so badly to be accepted, seen, to belong. And when that feels like that's not happening, everything you've ever learned in your personal growth journey can seem like it goes out the window. Now, I shared here last week that in the chats about feeling seen, that when we don't feel seen, we can abandon or betray ourselves to gain it. Dr. Gabor Mate says so succinctly, we have two needs as a human, and especially as a child, attachment and authenticity. And if attachments are threatened, we will forego our authenticity. So what that means is if the attachment to someone like a parent or a family member feels threatened, it's an automatic thing for our brain to go into protection mode and do what we need to do to get accepted and to belong. Now, even if our parents are difficult, toxic, hard to deal with, we still have an instinct and a need to feel like we belong with them. Same goes with other family. Things with family are super triggering, but that's not something to feel bad about. It's the biggest opportunity for us to transform into authentic adults because that trigger is so super red hot. All relationships bring our wounds to the surface, and the more intimate the relationship, the more these wounds make themselves known. Now, that's just how it works. So, as always, the answer is not to shame yourself for not holding on to your authentic adult self in stuff with difficult family dynamics. It's to get curious. Be aware that you're not who you want to be in the moment and see what you can learn from it and course correct next time around. Now, let's see what Spencer has to say about this topic when she's here tomorrow, and I'll be back on Friday with some specifics on setting boundaries with our parents and family members. Till then, later!